This weekend marks the 127th running of the Kentucky Derby, though of course the horses usually gallop. 17 three-year-old horses running the famous quarter-mile track at Churchill Downs in Louisville. The whole race will take slightly less time than we have to talk to our sports commentator, Ron Rappaport, who joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
Point Given is a 9-5 favorite. Make sense to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I like Point Given a lot. I was watching his victory in the Santa Anita Derby, and it was very impressive. Scott,
yes?
The bad news is he's breaking from the number 17 post position, and no Derby winner has ever won from that far out on the track. What's interesting, though, is that Point Given's trainer is Bob Baffert,
right,
who's going to be one real unhappy guy if he doesn't win the Derby.
He's got
the second favorite, too, Congaree.
Yeah, exactly. Well, wait. He had he trained Silver Charm in 1997, right? And Real Quiet in 1998.
A couple of Derby winners, right.
Yeah, so what's he doing right?
Well, he's obviously, it's sort of like everybody wants to take a good horse to the good trainer. He's the hot trainer. But clearly, he's also real smart in that he knows how to get horses in condition for the big races, the one where people who don't pay attention to racing watch.
Mm-hmm.
And so that really helps a trainer's reputation. But here he has the number one and the number two picks in the morning line, and yet we've talked so many times about how the top favorites don't always win the Derby. In fact, very seldom win the Derby. I mean, talking about that, Scott, if you're looking for a long shot in this race, mm-hmm, one of the horses that people are pointing to is Dollar Bill, who is 10-1 in the morning line and has had some big wins, but has had some bad luck his last couple of times out. Banged his head against the starting gate, clipped heels with another horse. But Scott, the thing you have to love about Dollar Bill, he's got his own website.
Oh, my word.
Really?
Oh, that's
it's
what
terrific.
We've reached already. Well,
the funny thing is that he's either one very honest horse or Gary West, his owner, who people are suspect is really writing his stuff. In Dollar Bill's voice, you should pardon the expression.
Yes.
Anyway, he said, "My last two races created more excuses than fans, and that ain't good for my reputation." I like an honest horse, don't you?
Yes, I really. I got to admire Dollar Bill's candor. Ron, thank you very much.
Okay, Scott, thank you. Who you picking?
You know, I hear this guy Point Given is kind of no. I'll be puckish. I'll say Dollar Bill.
Okay, good for you. Well, the romantic in me wants Balto Star looking to become the first gelding winner since 1929.
I should avoid gelding jokes, but you got to kind of root for a gelding. Bring some joy into his life. Ron, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, also a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.